What is Tailwind CSS?
Yeah, Tailwind CSS is becoming very popular with folks who are looking to build their to build a website relatively quickly without writing too much CSS. So I'm actually not that great at writing CSS from scratch. I'm not that great at SAS. If you've tried SAS, I'm not confident enough with my CSS skills to make sure that all the breakpoints are proper, to make sure that everything is properly installed and properly scoped. And
I don't think anybody is. I don't think anybody's strong enough in their CSS
people.
Skills.
Well, Sarah Sweden. You know. but it ain't me. So.
No, me neither.
Yeah, so I need some tools to help me feel a little bit more confident in styling things. And I'm also the kind of developer who, I'm not great at design, but I know what I like and I know what looks nice. So I'm happy when that sort of, you know, comes to fruition under my fingers. And with Tailwind, you can actually make it happen. Yes, Flexbox represent for sure. So Tailwind, if I can share my screen, if you look at their terrific website, let's see, share screen. Tabs, let me go to Tailwind CSS. So on their website, they talk about how you can build modern websites without ever leaving your HTML. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to be writing in your divs and your elements here, like a block quote, you can add classes that will tell Tailwind what's supposed to be happening. So if you look at this figure, you see at a medium breakpoint, which is actually the screen we're looking at now, you're going to have a flex layout. You're going to give it a background of gray, which is kind of light. So it's 100. There's gray 100 through, I think, 900. This is the lightest gray. And you can see this is building this card right here with Sarah.
Okay.
It's rounded XL, and then there's padding of 8, and at the medium breakpoint, there's padding of 0. So there's some stuff going on here that's kind of interesting. And you can drill down and you can read, and this is what Tailwind looks like. You start seeing a bazillion classes, that's Tailwind, you know for sure.
But it looks like each one of those classes is doing something like very specific. Like this one is just responsible for setting the color and like not doing anything else. And this one is responsible for just rounding the corner and not doing anything else.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why there's so many of them. So they're quite specific. And I wonder, I'm just going to try to resize my screen. If I can get a hold of my cursor and see if we can see the breakpoints happening. Let's see, so that push down. I want to see if we, right there. Okay, so you can see how we just lost our rounded corners. This image, I think, so in the medium, there's rounded none, but normally it's rounded full. So Tailwind is mobile first framework. So it's you're going to add a class that will say, normally we're going to have rounded full, and then it's going to degrade. So at medium, you're going to go rounded none, but everything else is going to be rounded full. So it's a little confusing because you would think you'd want to write your CSS classes starting with small and going up to large. Don't do that. It's not going to work. So you can't say SM colon rounded none, MD colon rounded none. You're going to start with just rounded full, and then you're going to degrade from large to medium to small. So that's a little bit of a trick with Tailwind that might trip you up.
Okay, that's a little bit different because I know if I'm remembering right with like Bootstrap, you typically start with the small and then build up from there.
Exactly.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So the other thing about Tailwind, if I switch the tab, can you see this tab? No, I probably have to reshare the screen.
Yeah, you'll have to reshare it. Yeah.
So the other thing about Tailwind is that they do not offer pre-built components. So they offer instead the free framework of Tailwind, and you do with it what you will, but they also have this thing called Tailwind UI, and this is a paid, it's in preview right now, but this is their way of monetizing Tailwind, which in my opinion is totally cool.
Sure.
But some people give them a little bit of flack for this, although I feel like you need to be able to, you know, feed the family with all this work. Adam, if you're listening, bravo with this, because I used to work at Telerik and we had Kendo from components, and we're, you know, yep, Someone's got to pay the bills. So that's really cool. I must say that if I need really complicated components, I'm going to go to Bulma. And I'm going to go to Vueify, which is the Bulma component library written and very nicely implemented with Vue, because I'm a Vue developer, Vue.js developer. Mm-hmm. Bulma and Vueify, B-U-E-F-Y, has terrific components, like a really nice table that you can tab and sort and do all kinds of cool things with. So that's just my recommendation if you are cheap like me. Otherwise, use the go with Tailwind all the way and use those components.
Absolutely. And I just as a real quick aside here, and I don't want to get too far into it, but I, you know, if somebody wants to say, hey, I'm going to make something and I'm going to charge for it, or if I'm going to make something and I'm going to make it for free, like that's their decision. Like they're the content creator. It's something that they put out there. They should be able to decide.
Yeah, for sure. So that is one of the things that people like to discuss. But yeah, Tailwind is this nice library, and you can install it in your applications, in your React, Vue, Vuepress, all of your JavaScript applications, and just start adding loads of classes.